Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Oh my goodness, do I have a treat for you. Normally on the Wednesday podcast, you get to hear from one Organize 365 audience member about the transformation that has happened in their home since they started listening to the podcasts and following along with Organize 365 and are making lasting organizational progress in their life. But this February, we have a special treat. Oh my goodness. Are you thinking about joining us for Embrace? I have a real hard time putting into words what Embrace is. I guess the easiest way to say it is, I guess it's a personal development conference. It's just girlfriends getting together for a couple of days and really taking the time to think about what do we want? Like, what do we want in our homes? What do we want in our organization? What do we want in our future? What do we want? And when we don't take some time away to just really think about that, it's hard to decide, and we just keep going on our hamster wheel. This year, Embrace is going to be virtual for everyone. It will be the last weekend in June, and I want you to listen in and hear about the different ahas and transformations that happened last year during our virtual retreat the first time we did it virtually. Embrace includes a nice little bundle of surprises that we send to your house that you get to use along with our virtual conference. And we break you out into small Zoom breakout rooms, and you will be in the same breakout room the entire conference. So you will make 8 to 10 really close friends during Embrace, as well as being in the large conference room with me and getting your surprise goodies mailed to you. And yes, we're shipping them internationally, straight from Cincinnati to wherever you live, not through a broker. You can find out more by going to the Organize 365 website and clicking on the Events tab. But for now, grab a cup of coffee or a nice steaming hot tea and listen in as your fellow Organize 365 friends share their Embrace breakthroughs. Okay, so these are takeaways and breakthroughs and ideas that we have after having been at Embrace 2020. And Charlotte, let's have you go first. Can you unmute yourself?
So I actually want to encourage, I came late. But the reason I came late is all Lisa's fault, and I just want to share that. So in following Organize 365 and doing the Sunbead Basket and having my teen boys grow, I kind of had to redevelop myself. You know, what am I doing now? And so I put my nursing career on background to raise the boys and be military mom and wife and all moving across the world. So I wanted to do disaster response. And because I got organized, and shout out to Jen in Florida with I was the one who packed my vehicle and drove 7 hours to go to her retreat and organize my papers. But I've left my family 3 times in the last 6 months to go do disaster relief. So I was fortunate to do a mission to the Marshall Islands, to go up to New York and help with COVID. And I just was flying back from the Navajo Nation in Arizona this past week, or 2 weeks. And so I would not have been able to do that without Organize 365 letting me go, letting me able to point to my son and say, even though your dad's overseas, if it goes bad and I don't come back, here's where all the stuff is. Here's what you need to look at. And I want to thank Lisa for that and the team for that, because I know it's a team thing. Just to encourage people, like, explore the things and step out, because I wasn't sure, and I did all of Organize 365 backwards, so I did the Sunday basket last. I can do this by myself, but it really has been the piece that's made it, keeping me organized, so I made sure all my certifications were up to date, that I got everything done. I just want to encourage everybody that even if you don't know what your focus is now, if you just take a step in that direction, the path opens. Yeah, it's been awesome, and so just shout out and encouragement, and next time I'm hoping to get to both weekends, but it was a worthy cause, so.
I love that so much, and
Good for you. Good for you for stepping out into what you are uniquely gifted and created to do. Like somebody DM'd me on Instagram and they said, oh, I want to do this, but, and I would have never done it. So I have friends who have never done Organize 365, will never know what Organize 365 is, but they've experienced Organize 365 because I couldn't do this if I hadn't done Organize 365. So we are getting to the point where we have more and more of these stories, and they are just so heartwarming for me to hear. And how cool is that? Like, how cool is that, that you've been able to do these things that you're uniquely gifted and created to do? And I know a lot of us are like, wow, that sounds so heady and so big, and how do I figure out what that is? It's the little girl throwing the starfishes back into the ocean, one starfish at a time. It is not creating your own world, you know, running for president of the United States. It is impacting people when they are in need with the services that you have. Jen Burgess, would you mind unmuting yourself and sharing what you want to share?
Hi, I'm Jen. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. This is my third conference with Lisa, and I am here to make a plug for repeat attendance, because every year I have moved to a different stage, the next progression for me. And so the first year I was a blubbering mess, but I learned that year to let go of all the guilt that I felt for various reasons in my life towards my family and towards not working anymore and towards all these things. And then last year I made a business plan. And so I was able to move a step forward. Well, I was still sick. That didn't change. But what happened was I made a whole bunch of friendships and I networked a whole bunch. And so I met a group of wonderful women who have helped me with an accountability group and with other things move forward. And then this year, it kind of all the pieces came together, and I was able to, through those friendships, through losing the guilt, through all of that, make a plan that now I know I can actually hit those targets. So last year I made the plan, but I didn't necessarily get as far as I wanted to. And this year I feel like I finally have the tools. Like, it just, my brain finally went, oh, okay. And so I feel like this is going to be the year that my business takes off and that I am going to get to do it the way I want to do it. And I'm going to reach the people that I feel called to reach. And none of that would have happened if I hadn't met these friends last year and if I hadn't let go of the guilt the first year. So I think each year is going to bring something to you. So definitely come back again.
And I think it's the 3 years. I mean, like, when you want to work on yourself, it takes multiple years. It's not a one and done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing. Aaron T.
Hi. So I had quite an aha, but actually I have quite a few things that have come up. I have I used your little thing to mark like all the pages of stuff I want to come back to. But the one that really came back to me was, you talked quite a bit about making memories for this summer and how we're in such this weird time right now. My kids are young. They're fairly young. They're 5 and 7. And we've honestly, since March, been in kind of a survival mode. Mm-hmm. You know, just we're working from home and the kids are here, and it's been really tough, actually. And I kind of, when you were talking about creating memories, even though I've listened to the podcast where you talked about that, it really hit me that I'm not, like, I could be more intentional in that. Mm-hmm. So we have a road trip coming up. We're actually going to Minnesota from Colorado. So it's about a 12-hour drive. We're going to do it in 2 days. And we're very much, my husband and I are always like the, you know, jump in the car, get there as fast as you can kind of people. But our kids hate that. It's the constant, are we there yet? We're so bored, blah, blah, blah. And so I think with this one, we're going to, I just actually talked to my husband over the lunch break about planning some stops, finding some playgrounds or some parks or some hikes. And then when I was sharing in my small group, which by the way has been led by Sherry and has been awesome, group 4, woohoo. One of the members of the group there, Lisa, actually recommended doing actually what you basically did with the little surprise bags and having like kind of things along the route to make it exciting and entertaining. So I'm trying to kind of think a little bit differently about, you know, that experience and how to make it a memory and not just a, you know, getting there kind of thing.
Yes. Enjoying the journey and not just all about getting to the destination or checking it off the list. I love that. Thank you for sharing, Erin. Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you. Oh, and I'm the one who created the Amazon map, by the way, or the Google map. By the way, thanks for everybody who pinned yourself.
Oh! So in the Facebook group, everybody pinned themselves on a Google map so everyone can find each other, which is super cool. So if you're looking to see where your new friends live, you can go check that out in the Embrace Facebook group. Amelia L. How about you?
Hi. I have had an interesting year as usual. I don't think I have any other kind, but I'll tell you one thing that has been really great is after going through the 100 days a couple of times and thinking about my mind shift with the death of my aunt and uncle this past spring, which has been rough. A lot of people in the group, I've talked about it a couple of times, but it has been interesting for me because I like my piles and I like my stuff. And, you know, we've talked about how I grew up with that depression era grandmother. And I'm a B. If you do the clutter bug, I'm the B. I like to have it all out so I can see it. But it's been interesting to me because I didn't realize that that actually made any difference. I thought that my piles, it was no big deal and I could handle it. And then going into my aunt's house, and I've had a shift, and I share this for all the others who are like me, who are pile people, who are like to have their projects, their craft projects, and the ability to go back to it, put it in a box and put it away and see if it helps your mental outlook. Because going through the workbook the last couple of days, all I kept saying was remove clutter, calm the chaos. And while a lot of us that are bees like to have our projects out, we like the ability to go back to it and pick it up, it has been interesting to see the mind shift change that I've had from getting rid of stuff to now almost a flat out purge after seeing all of the projects that my aunt had and all the creative outlets that she had and all the stuff, but how she was unable to get together with people from her Bible study, how she didn't have people from the church over because there was shame from those piles. And so I think a lot of times we don't think that that affects us until we're able to step away or see it in someone else's life. So I always appreciate the support. And by the way, I was put in group 7, which is like my number. 7's always been my number. And in the group are a bunch of different women, but we've all have this element of loss. And in fact, Jen is the moderator in that. So it's very interesting to see how, again, what right. we needed to soothe, what we needed to heal ourselves by being put in a group that wasn't a regional group, but it was exactly where I needed to be. So I just say that because a lot of times I didn't want to be executor. Like, I would have never agreed to it if I had known that their financial and their physical house wasn't in order. But being put in that situation gives us an opportunity to have that mind shift change and to really reevaluate what kind of mental toll the stuff that we are keeping just in case or for another project is taking on us. So anyway, I wanted to share that because I think somebody could benefit from hearing that, you know, you think it's okay and that it's not a big deal and it's not weighing on you until you're able to see it in a different, through a different lens. So.
Yeah. And isn't that true? Like when we set out to organize our house, all these things are out in front of us because we want to get them done. And so we think that we will declutter the spaces that we don't go into, like closets, mm-hmm. but we'll leave everything out that's left to be done so that we remember it's to be done. And we'll just mm-hmm. live in this perpetual house of a to-do list until it's all done. And then when it's done, we can put it away. So yeah. that permission to put it away undone, maybe uh-huh. put a little note in your Sunday basket or get back to when you go through that closet 3 times a year, you'll mm-hmm. see that's still an undone project. I love that. I hadn't thought of that before. That's so cool. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you. So that I think that's going to help.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right. Holly P., how about you?
I put my name down determined to share, but I didn't have anything specific that I wanted to share until I think I'm just trying to take it all in and figure out what my biggest next step is. But like the thing that I keep coming back to in my mind over and over again is that like I call myself a recovering perfectionist because I feel like the last 5 years or more, you know, as I listen to self-help books and I listen to Lisa's podcast and I listen to all these things, I'm an audible learner. The thing that keeps holding me back is my perfectionism. I'm not recovered yet. I'm on the journey. But yeah, I really need to break the habit of perfectionism because it holds me back from, it stresses me out. Like my mom's just saying stress. Yes. In everything that I do, I like to do it well. You know, I like to do everything perfect. I know that it's not attainable, but like I think it's just so deeply rooted in who I am.
It's hard to let go of.
Yes.
It's hard to separate perfectionism from excellence.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that would look like for me, because I feel like I'm always moving on from what I've just done. Like, I don't linger to think about all that I have done. I think about, okay, what's the next thing that I need to accomplish? Okay, what's the next thing that I need to do? So yes, what I need to do is journal more and reflect. In order to do that, though, I need some quiet time. So I need to build in more quiet time instead of like filling my calendar with stuff.
When I was reflecting on that, you know, I'm doing the deck, I'm getting new the carpet, I'm doing all these things. I'm like, oh, great. We're still going to be in this pandemic in the fall, and I'm going to have done all of my household projects, and we aren't going to be able to be outside, and then I'm going to be bored. So I think eventually we're all going to get to a point, you know, I've seen the memes, I've heard all the comments about, you know, we're being at home for a reason. Like, we're having to slow down for a reason and having to really sit with ourselves and our thoughts. And so I think a lot of us are thinking the same things that you are thinking, Holly. So thanks for sharing. Christy E.
That was kind of a good segue, because just give you a little bit of mom for 25 years. And so I am moving into a new season. So the words in my head have been very specific to my identity in homeschooling. And what spoke to me the most yesterday was the power of words. And I realized how true, the better the thoughts, the better the reality. And I loved the fact that I am being challenged now to not think small, to feel empowered to get out of the box, and also to kind of identify what's holding me back, which can be a lot of negative. So the second part that dovetailed so well for me was that whole identification of letting go, keeping, and adding. And that was really important, because I needed to let go of some of the things that have created this identity for myself and realize what I want to keep and then what I want to add. And then you just so beautifully went into all the vision board today. So there's been so many parts that have reached me so clearly. And I'm in round two of 100 days, and it has changed my home. But the idea of being a productive new person has just really resonated in my heart. And I want to thank you so much for that.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. And it is a series of letting go, but then adding back, and then letting go, and then adding back. Like, what are you decluttering? What are you keeping? And what are you adding? And I think when we look at organizing and becoming an organized, productive person, we so run to decluttering and getting rid of things, even decluttering on our phones and in our electronics and decluttering everywhere. But then we have to be adding in the good and the positive in there and the new things that will take up that space. Otherwise, we'll just slip right back into whatever habits we have. So what a great reminder. Thank you, Christy. How about Angela M?
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everyone. This is my first time actually attending, and I found Organize 365 in 2018 when I was driving back and forth like 50 miles. I was looking for a way to get organized because I was overwhelmed and life was just hectic. I was taking care of three aging parents and running my own counseling practice and trying to do my own stuff. My father passed away in September and left a house to be cleaned out and sold. And then my mom went into assisted living the week before the lockdown for advanced dementia. And I haven't been able to see her or hug her since that time. She's always been my best friend and a person I would call three or four times a day just to have that conversation. And so now I have her home to clean out and sell, as well as my dad's. And I don't think I mentioned that both of my parents are hoarders. And so I've been afraid of this for my whole life, of becoming like them. And so my aha moment was that I realized this weekend that you guys came into my life and took over where my mother was unable to continue. I know you're not my mother because you're the same age as me. But when I'm missing her or lonely for her or trying to call her three or four times a day, I turn on the podcast, I turn on the Facebook or Instagram just to see what you're doing and how you're doing. I've gotten that I don't have to become my parents because organizing is a learnable skill. I've been encouraged to go walk in the evenings just because I want to listen to what you're doing and where you're at. I'm back reading again, and I've read so many good books, but definitely the one about cleaning out the parents' home, downsizing the family home. I have direction now for cleaning out my parents' house. And the blanket to get a hug whenever I'm feeling sad, lonely, or feeling overwhelmed. I now feel like I've got you with me and that this will help me on this journey. And I just am grateful that you came into my life. I'm glad I found you guys. And it really is all about grace. And so thank you so much for helping me out during this rough time.
Oh, Angela, you have to go read the chat when you're done because everybody's over here giving you hugs and encouragement and loving on you. I think that the Embrace, I mean, that's so much what the Embrace Conference is. I mean, yes, I give talks and we get these ahas from the curriculum that I've developed during this, but it is expanding the Organize 365 community beyond just the online watching into, even though we're not in person this time, these small virtual groups that are now your family. Like, we really are a family. The Organize 365 team, corporate team, we feel like a family. The whole company just feels like a really big family of people that are accepting you of where you are and loving you as you move forward. And wow, you've got a lot going on right now, Angela. And I'm just so glad that you have a new small group and this larger group that is just going to support you and more people that you could follow at the end of your day as you're looking for those people. Thank you for sharing. Kate, how about you?
I just wanted to start off by saying this is my first Embrace Conference. I really wanted to come last year, but I couldn't. The thing that just resonated with me today was now. It's all about now. And when I get your newsletter every week and you say safe at home across the top, it makes me feel a little bit better because I have such a hard time keeping my kids inside the house. I feel like we're missing out so much. And it just makes me feel better knowing that we're doing the right thing. And all of the work we did this weekend about, you know, planning fun things for the summer, the love languages, it just reinforced that I just need to live in the now. I need to figure out how to make this work now, live in the moment. And I'm type A, want to plan everything out for the next 3 years. And we sold our house, we're closing on Tuesday, and we don't know where we're going. Wow. So it's really scary. Yeah, that was not the plan. but it just, I don't know. I just feel like I took a big, deep breath. And I'm going to have a great start on Monday, and I'm going to focus on Monday and having a great time with my kids. And I just really needed, I didn't know that I needed it, but I needed this weekend. So thank you.
Yeah, I have a real hard time living in today. I'm always living in the future. I always like to think about the next and what we're going to do next. And living in today is hard. I say especially when you're raising kids that are at home all day. Like it is hard. It is draining. And we can't wait to find out where you're going. You have to share in the group where you end up in your house because we're all going to be wondering. Vivian, how about you? We just have one Vivian, I believe.
I just also want to say that this is my first time to Embrace, but I feel quite certain in the future, if there's one in Ohio, I will be attending. I've been with Organize 365 since about, I think I started like in September. And my problem is I needed to learn how to declutter and organize because I grew up in a home that was messy. That was all I knew. We didn't have people or friends come over. We did have family members. And I always tried to keep things at least in the front of the house when my kids were young. So, you know, they could have their friends over and I could have their parents over. And, you know, it would not, but the rest of the house was always a complete mess. On top of that, I lost my mother. She moved in with me for a few years. She passed. She had dementia. And having to clean out her house, I now have a huge amount of paperwork because she was, like I said, a hoarder. So the best thing for me, I think, is learning the routines First thing when I get up in the morning is I get my kitchen, my dishwasher unloaded. I get everything, laundry going, whatever. And then before I go to bed at night, I just kind of go run through the house and pick up and put away. So it's always not necessarily deep cleaned, but not so messy that at this point I can have people in any time and don't worry about it. So I appreciate that I was finally able to learn that. And I am going to be passing the books that I bought on to my sister, because she has the same issue, my daughter, because she actually is pretty much a clean freak, but she's one that waits till it all gets so bad that you can't stand it, that she just freaks out and gets into everything. So I'm hoping what I have learned can pass this on to other family members. And I thank you.
Oh, thank you, Vivian. That's such a great story. Thank you for sharing.